WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful mamas. It's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset Affirmations for Patience and Presence. You know that feeling when you're running around like a crazy chicken, juggling kids, work, dinner, laundry, and trying to remember what day of the week it is? Yeah, me too. But guess what? In the midst of all that chaos, we need to carve out time for something incredibly important to our own happiness. Because, Mana, if you're not happy, nobody wins. Think about it, a joyful mom creates a more joyful home, right? So today, let's dive into the super important topic of prioritizing your own happiness as a mom. It's not selfish, it's essential. And trust me, I've learned this the hard way. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and thinking, Laura, easy for you to say. You have a personal assistant and a team of elves cleaning your house. Listen, I get it. We moms are amazing multitaskers, but there's only so much we can do. And frankly, trying to pour from an empty cup is just not sustainable. So how do we actually prioritize our happiness amidst the glorious madness that is motherhood? Here are a few key takeaways. 1. Remember what makes you happy. Ever notice how when you're happy, you're a better mom? You've got more patience, more energy, and you can truly connect with your little ones. So take some time to reflect on what brings you joy. Is it reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, catching up with friends, or indulging in a hot bath? Whatever it is, schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. 2. Ditch the guilt trip. You know that guilt monster that whispers you should be doing more for your kid to chew. It's time to ditch that negative voice and embrace self-care. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to care for your family. It's a win-win situation. 3. Learn to say no. This is huge. Being a mom doesn't mean saying yes to every request or obligation. It's okay to politely decline invitations, delegate tasks, and put your own needs first sometimes. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, even the little ones. A warm hug from your child, a delicious meal, a sunny day, these moments are precious. Cultivating gratitude can shift your perspective and make you feel more content. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mama, you're doing an amazing job. Seriously, give yourself some credit for all that you do. Embrace the perfection, laugh at the chaos, and remember that it's okay to have off days. You're human, after all. Speaking of being kind to yourself, let me share a quick story. Last week, I had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. The kids were cranky, my coffee spilled all over my new shot UGG, and the laundry pile was taller than Mount Everest. I wanted to throw in the towel and hide under the covers. But then I remembered something, even superheroes need a break. So I did something radical. I put on some music, closed my eyes, and took a deep, calming breath. Then I went for a walk in the park, soaking up the sunshine and listening to the birds singing. It felt amazing. And guess what? When I came back home, everything seemed a little less overwhelming. My kids were still running around like wild monkeys, but at least I wasn't feeling like one. Okay, mamas, let's recap. Prioritizing your happiness isn't selfish, it's essential for creating a joyful and balanced life for yourself and your family. Remember to do things that make you happy, learn to say no, practice gratitude, be kind to yourself, and take breaks when you need them. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize your happiness as a mom? Share your tips and stories in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Mom Mindset Affirmations for Patience and Presence so you never miss an episode packed with practical advice and a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep shining bright, mamas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.